This is a podcast from Daily Information.
The first ever podcast from Daily Information. Podcast.
And we are going to be bringing you a roundup of some of the best things to do and see in Oxfordshire this week. You know, if you as well, that
yep,
is.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're recording this from Daily Info, your one-stop guide to living in Oxford. And if you want more info on anything that we mention in this podcast, you can find it on
dailyinfo.co.uk.
My name's Alwyn Collinson.
And my name is Emma Pearson.
And let's get on with this.
Okay. So, we've got Abingdon Annual Arts Festival beginning tomorrow. That's 2 weeks of music and drama and comedy and exhibitions, and that goes on until April the 1st. And you can find full details of what's on there, which includes a flash choir event this Saturday at abingdonartsfestival.org.uk.
Can I just stop you there? What the hell is a flash choir event?
Okay, you know in films when someone starts singing in the street and then everyone starts dancing and they all know the steps?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that.
Like sort of musicals in real life.
Yeah, and yeah, just spontaneously happening.
Wow, and people can go and volunteer to join in this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Fantastic, wow.
Sounds amazing.
What else is on?
So next Tuesday there's going to be a talk by Colin Dexter, who is the famous creator of Morse, which apparently is Britain's second favourite non-Belgian detective series. And Colin Dexter will be speaking in Abingdon Bookshop Mostly Books at 7pm about the perfect crime.
So if anyone's found murdered next week in inexplicable circumstances, we'll know where to look,
will we?
Great, okay. Well, I've got something here as well.
What else is on?
It's if you live in Oxford and you want something a little bit closer to home, from this week until the end of March, Hamlet is going to be put on by Creation Theatre at Blackwell's Bookshop.
Ah.
And this is Shakespeare, though, with a twist. It's part original, part improvised, no night is the same, and each audience member is invited to bring along a prop of their own.
Wow, how does that work?
Well, one example of someone who saw it told me was that in the Dear Yorick scene, you know, with the skull was actually a pair of earmuffs that were just sort of taken out of the audience, and that they were bringing audience members up, if you like, on stage in the performance area and having them be minor members of the cast. The cast was sort of chopping and changing. It's all...
Wow, amazing. So it's really interactive.
Yes,
and spontaneous. Every single time.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's just really, it's kind of like the archetypal Oxford show, isn't it? You've got like Shakespeare, remixed, audience participation.
In a bookshop.
In a book, yeah, of course,
well, it's
exactly.
It's an amazing space to have a play, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That course, that huge room.
Of course, yeah. And just, you couldn't ask for a more sort of perfect encapsulation of just how geeky this city can be. Of course,
absolutely.
You don't have to be a geek in order to have fun in Oxford, as we have...
It's not all geekiness this weekend, indeed, is it?
No, we have St. Patrick's Day.
We do. Going out and celebrating a saint by getting drunk and falling over, is that right?
It's what he would have wanted.
It is what he would have wanted, yes. So what have we got on? On Saturday night, we've got a St. Patrick's Day celebration at the Cricketer's Arms on Iffley Road. That's a nine-piece folk-funk band with bagpipes and a megaphone.
Oh.
So I think it's going to be some volume
there. What are they
called? They are called the G's.
Cool.
And that's at 9pm, and it's free entry for that. Then we've also got a show in Modern Art Oxford. That's also on Saturday night. That starts at 7:30. And that's the alternative music group Snorkel. And they promise, apparently, unruly music, polyrhythmic grooves and infectious beats. So that sounds good. And Deco Child is supporting that at 7:30 on Saturday.
Wow, that sounds brilliant.
It does sound good, doesn't
it? Yeah, so drunken nights for all.
Absolutely. So, and on your way back from your night out, you could always grab a kebab.
Why, Emma, it's almost as though you meant me to segue neatly into my
it
next
is,
segment.
It is,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And that is Daily Info's Pick of the Week. So each week we'll be highlighting something in Oxford, something in Oxford we think is one of the better things that Oxford has to offer. And this week, kebab vans.
Kebab vans,
so
yes.
What is your favourite kebab
van? Well, at college, I always used to go to Ahmed's on the high street. He's great. Just the classic kebab van. It was
absolutely
always friendly.
What would you have?
Oh, I'd always go for the chips.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, well, actually, Emma, when I'm going out for an evening, after an evening, I prefer to have something just a little bit healthier. Just a little bit more sort of artisanal, something a little more handmade and organic and just genuine.
Oh, really?
And I think
I find
I enjoy my evenings more if I'm not stuffing crap in my body at the end of the evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, listeners, I know you can't see, but Emma resembles a stick insect, and I am, with the best will in the world, a fat bastard. But in all seriousness...
yeah.
In all seriousness...
So where would you go?
Pizza Artisan is amazing. What it is, it's this converted VW camper van. You find it outside Christchurch, that's on St Aldate's.
Yeah.
And they've got a wood-fired pizza oven in the van.
A wood fire in the van?
Yeah, like a proper pizza, and it's genuinely good pizza. It's handmade, made in front of you, cooked in front of you.
That's amazing. You can see it being cooked.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's honestly some of the best pizza that I've had in Oxford. I think they're
open
from... That
sounds really different.
Yeah.
They're quite new, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I think they're open from 6:30 till late most nights.
Brilliant. So, moving on from Saturday to Sunday now.
Yes,
Sunday, Mother's Day.
Everybody knows. Don't forget. Yeah, absolutely. And if you have forgotten, it's not too late, because we've got some lovely things that we're going to suggest that you can do.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a theme going on in Daily Info this Mother's Day about how to do Mother's Day on a budget, with style, but without breaking the bank.
Absolutely, because as everyone knows, you can't buy her love.
Indeed. So how can we go about this then?
One suggestion we thought was there are some lovely themed walks available around the city, because after all, you know, I think it's sometimes easy to forget how beautiful Oxford is and how people do come from all over the world just to see it, and these walks will allow you to remember that.
That is true. So what kind of thing?
Well, there's one which is a sculpture trail, which is available. You can download this from the Oxford Brookes website. And basically, it's walking around and looking at all the beautiful public sculpture in Oxford.
Oh, brilliant. What sculptures are there? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, the one I always think is classic is the Anthony Gormley sculpture.
Oh, yes. That's the one on Exeter College, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's the man standing on the edge. Yeah, it always looks like, you know, makes me think someone's about to commit suicide.
It's a bit disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, it always brightens my day.
So what else can you do for budget Mother's Day?
Free flowers.
Oh, it's always good. So shoplift from the local florists, right?
No, Emma, that would be illegal, I'm afraid. Sorry. Oh. No, what we are suggesting is, this is quite clever, what we're suggesting is, it's not that, rather than taking flowers to your mum, instead take your mum to the flowers.
Clever.
Yeah, exactly. See what we did there? And we particularly recommend the crocuses in Headington Hill Park, or nice. Daffodils in South Park.
Daffodils are lovely.
And actually, Waterperry Gardens, just outside Oxford, have a free entry on Mother's Day to their ornamental gardens.
Wow, that's great. And that's not far away, is it?
No, just a short drive.
Brilliant. But what if it's raining?
Yeah, you can't rely on the weather, can you?
It looks
in that
great.
Case, we recommend either the Ashmolean Museum, which has just reopened its Egyptian galleries.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Or alternatively, you could have a bit of old fashioned theatre. This one's not free. Just thought I'd get that out of the way. But you could head along to the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot, where Angel Exit Theatre will be producing their own unique version of old favourite, The Secret Garden.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's on Sunday, 3 p.m.
Sunday, 3 p.m. Great.
Mm-hmm. That's charming, lovely, fluffy. What if you want something a bit more gruesome?
A bit more gruesome. Yeah. Well, you're in luck, actually, Elwyn. Next week, the Circus of Horrors is in town. It's performing at the New Theatre on Tuesday at 7:30. So the Circus of Horrors it sounds properly weird. It says it's kind of updating the freak show to the modern day. They've got like twisted contortionists and flying aerialists, whatever that is. I guess like people on trapezes. And sword swallowers as well.
Wow.
Our colleague saw a version of this, didn't she, a while ago?
About a year ago, and their last show, I think, and she thought it was really weird. I actually have secondhand experience of this because I've seen them in the news a couple of years ago at their show. I think it was in Edinburgh. They made headlines because one of their cast members, who happened to be a midget, superglued his penis to a vacuum cleaner during the act.
Ooh.
Yeah, can't have been nice.
That's not good.
Yeah, but I imagine they've toned down.
That might be wise, really.
Yeah.
So, and you can, we actually have a promo on, a promotion, so you can get the promo code off our website, get 50% off tickets, and the promo code is horror. Details on the website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
That's right. And a quick reminder, for more details on anything we've mentioned during this podcast, and lots more, including classified ads for jobs, rooms, and more, check out dailyinfo.co.uk. Great. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
I'm Emma Pearson.
Thanks very much.
See you next week.